everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's good to be with you today. This is a high IQ podcast. This is not meant for low IQ individuals. Now, I'm not trying to make fun of people when I say that, but the truth is that most people have an IQ of 100 or less, and most people are not going to be able to understand or grab all the concepts about what is happening. So therefore, go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is the best resource for what is happening, and you'll be able to understand everything that has kind of happened in the past, where things are going, and what's currently coming in the news, and why this is important. We're going to talk about this really quickly on today's show, because I'm just going to go over previous predictions. Everybody's kind of figuring out now, this podcast, I can't remember the name of it. It has about 2.4 million followers or something along those lines. It talked about Patrick Byrne once again. It talked about how Obama and Biden were blackmailing Hillary. And if you listen to this podcast, I told you that how many years ago? I told you that 6 years ago that Biden and Obama were blackmailing Hillary because they wanted to extend their presidency to the point where they had complete and utter control over her agenda. Now, I also told you that during Barack Obama's presidency, this civil war that was happening in DC was already in full swing, which means that, you know, you were turning on your TV and you were watching the news and everything didn't seem crazy like it is today because the events are nuts right now. But back then, this kind of, this ricochet in the water where the waves are starting to get bigger and bigger and bigger, it's already started. This was reported, obviously, in the Free Beacon. So Biden's brother, James, hired ex-Secret Service agent to help Chinese business client IG Fines. The Inspector General reported a bunch of stuff, which I claimed to you back in 2018, I believe, right when Patrick Ho, this Chinese agent, was arrested. And I kind of formulated to you the theory that back in 2015-ish, before this case of this person being that's connected to the Chinese government was indicted of trying to steal the U.S. nuclear secrets, the Bidens were involved in a scheme which they were selling out the U.S. nuclear secrets to the Chinese. They were selling out F-22 Raptor secrets, F-35s. They were trying to sell the technology to the Chinese where, metals, because metals in high speed deform, and this means that they cannot be stealth anymore based on heat disturbances and things that happen. I'm obviously not a stealth expert, but you should look this up. So I formulated to you that this was already happening during Biden's time in office, where a bunch of cases that were going to come forward in the coming years related to all this, they couldn't be, you wouldn't know the truth about them, which means the DOJ could not process indicting these people because obviously things were getting in their way. So if Hillary would have won, at the eventuality of all this is that she would have controlled the Supreme Court, or Obama and Biden would have controlled the Supreme Court, and they would have gotten away with not being charged for everything. And obviously, as you know, the Russia investigation and its purpose was, it was sold to Biden and Obama by Comey, like I told you, and this purpose was to cut the head off at Trump and his time in office, so that DOJ under Trump could not prosecute or advance any of the cases. And some of those cases, as you know, related to Patrick Ho, related to everything that's going on with the Bidens. And obviously Biden is paramount because Biden is one step away from Obama, and Obama is one step away from the globalists and obviously the Soviet Union, which has not collapsed. Now, if this is your first show listening, you're going to be like, what on earth? This doesn't make any sense to me. And this is why you need to go to theawakener.ca, because if you just take the context of what I'm talking about now, you're kind of lose your brain. So all this has been reported in the news. Former FBI spy Hunter compromised China inquiry, Watchdog says. Now, this obviously, what they're referring to in this New York Times article that I'm showing you, is this guy called Charles Magonio. Now, Charles Magonio was working for, obviously, Peter Strzok and crew, and was paramount at the Russia investigation. I told you back in 2018 that Charles Magonio was contacted because he had access to Patrick Ho's counterintelligence files, and Biden and crew are related, their cases related to this individual who was helping Iran get around the U.S. fiscal system. And it's all interesting because this person instigated the Russia investigation with Peter Strzok and crew. And like I told you, the DC civil war played out already under Robert Mueller's investigation. So what do you know? What is the purpose of this show that I'm talking about? I told you all this back in 2018. In my opinion, the Chinese were trying to get their hands on, obviously, U.S. nuclear secrets, U.S. technology, and the DOJ could not prosecute any of them obviously, and the FBI couldn't go after anything because the FBI was compromised, the DOJ was compromised, everybody was compromised. So what did the Bidens do? The Bidens obviously set up the Russian investigation with Obama, as we know, fact, and this was its purpose, to ensure that none of the truth came out. Nobody in the American public knew about the Chinese involvement. Nobody knew about the Russian involvement. Nobody knew about George Soros and the Iron Curtain or Obama or any of the stuff that's going to come to you in the news very soon. Anyways, go to wakener.ca, just giving you kind of a brief summary about what's the latest. Bye for now.